Well, it's just after 10 past 8, time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And this morning, talking to Shona Sani, and we're talking about salt. Shona Sani, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listeners.
And Shona Sani, thanks for joining us today. Getting going, talking about salt. Please tell the listeners about the importance of World Salt Awareness Week 2025 and the campaign, and how important is this to the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
This year, from the 12th until the 18th of May, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa is commemorating Salt Awareness Week, and also it's sounding the alarm on the negative impact of excessive salt consumption on blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Because blood pressure, high blood pressure, can eventually lead to poor heart as well as brain health. And also it does also affect kidney disease if you keep having high blood pressure for a longer time. Uh-huh. So we are joining the global campaign guided by the World Action on Salt, Sugar and Health to shine on light on the science-based facts about salt and the role that it has on high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. So this year, there are a number of things that people can do in their daily life to reduce their salt intake, as well as improve their salt, as well as improve their health outcome. So we implore the public to play their part, and also to make simple changes to their food purchasing as well as eating habits. They can do this with our theme of 5 ways to 5 grams, which conveys the message that there are 5 simple actions that a person can take to reduce their salt intake. This campaign is important to the Heart and Stroke Foundation because that it is one of the strongest programs that we have, Nutrition Insights program, that focuses on educating listeners as well as consumers on how they can take care of themselves through changing their diet.
And how much salt should we be consuming in a day, and what is the recommended daily limit?
As I've said it before, that the focus for this year is 5 ways to 5 grams. The World Health Organization, they recommend a daily intake of 5 grams of or lower of salt. So this is equal to about 1 teaspoon of salt daily. So for the average person, it might be difficult to figure out how much salt is actually contained in food. But a good way to think about it is that we need to remember that there is a hidden salt in everyday foods like bread, cereals, and processed meats, as well as in the food from restaurants and fast food. So when we take this into consideration, we will try by all means to stay within the daily limit, because we also on top of that be considering the salt that we're going to add during cooking as well as on the table. But also remember that manufacturers also add salt to all this food that's being produced.
That's something that you got to watch out for. But some people refer to salt and others to refer to it as salt and others as sodium. Is salt and sodium the same thing?
They are not the same thing. They are used interchangeable. The reason for this is because the health guidelines as well as food labels, they refer to salt to sodium. And we as people, when we refer to salt, we are referring to the table salt or the sodium chloride that we usually add when we're cooking food. So to break it down for the listeners, salt is also known as sodium chloride, which is a compound that is made up of sodium and chloride ions. Mm-hmm. So sodium is a component of salt, which it makes up to 40% of the total grams or total amount of salt. So to give you an idea, 1 teaspoon of salt, it contains about 2,300 milligrams of sodium, which means that the ratio of salt to sodium is 1 to 2.5. Okay. So managing salt intake is also crucial for maintaining a healthier sodium levels, because our body, they do need sodium, but not in larger quantities. They need it in minimal quantities. That's why we need to ensure that we limit sodium as well as limit intake, because at the end of the day, the sodium will be converted to sodium, which if you're also taking sodium from processed food, it might become too much.
Right. And then you've got too much sodium in your system. And what are some common hidden sources of salt or sodium in our diets, and how can we avoid them?
When it comes to hidden sources, it's important to take a closer look at our daily food habits and also to make a conscious choice to cut down on our salt intake when needed. So there are some questions that a person can ask themselves, which include, do you add salt to your food when you cook or at the table? How often do you eat processed or packaged food, which are often high in salt? And also, do you check food labels for salt or sodium content when doing the shopping? The answer to this question, they will reveal the hidden source of salt in our diets as well as on how to avoid them. So often, most of the time, the hidden source of salt, we found them in ultra processed food, processed meats, refined carbohydrates, fast food, salted snacks, and certain spice blends like salt with garlic or garlic and rosemary, or olives with rosemary, because usually on the spices that it's two herbs together, the manufacturers also add salt on it, as well as in things like stock cubes and soup. There are salt in those products. So when it comes to how we can avoid this, is that we need to be able to cook smart, where we use herbs, rose spices, and lemon to flavor the food instead of using salt or pre-mixed spices. We also need to get creative by trying out new recipes and flavors to reduce salt intake. Recipes that people can find, they can also go to our website where they visit our dash recipe book. We do have recipes there that have a reduced or limited salt in them. We also need to season with care by removing the salt shaker at the table. We also need to read food labels where we check the sodium content of packaged food. So with this one, we need to choose food options that has a 120 milligram or less of sodium per 100 gram. We also need to choose wisely by opting for fresh ingredients and minimally processed food like fruits, vegetable, and whole grains. If you do find yourself that you love canned product, it's also important that we rinse them with water to remove some of the excess salt that's present in the canned liquid.
And how can people balance the flavor and salt reduction in their cooking? Because often, you know, you just put a sprinkle of salt because it tastes better.
Yes, balancing flavor and salt reduction is definitely possible with few simple tricks to your cooking routine. Because also remember, we teach our tongue what's acceptable. In the beginning, when it comes to salt, when we start reducing salt, we might feel that the food is not tastier. But as times move on and you reduce salt gradually, the tongue or the taste bud will also get used to less salt and they will start appreciating the food as they are. So we can do this by using fresh or dried herbs like basil, oregano, or thyme or rosemary, because experimenting with different herbs, it can help you to find also the ones that a person love. We can also experience with a rose spices like cumin, coriander, because trying blending different spices to create, it can help to create a unique flavor profile. We can also use garlic and herbs, as well as adding things like chilies, because also chilies, they can also help us to level up what works for us. We can also squeeze a fresh lemon or a fresh orange or nut to add a flavor, like a citrus flavor, without adding salt on our food. We can also use things like mushrooms, because mushroom, they add umami flavor that can add depth and richness to our dishes without adding salt. So the key to this is that we need to experiment and find the flavor combination that will work for each person. With a little practice and some help with our recipe cooking books, you can be able to reduce salt in the diet without sacrificing the flavor of the food.
Right. And talking about that then, what are the potential health benefits of reducing your salt intake, and how can individuals track their progress? You know, if you're able to see, well, is there a benefit?
For starters, our blood pressure can start to come down, with which reduces our risk of heart disease, strokes, and kidney disease, as well as improve our eye or our vision. So we can track down the progress by keeping a food diary and comparing the intake to our salt chart booklet, which shows the sodium content of common food items. Additionally, listeners can check our food labels, as well as join us for the webinar that will be we will be hosting tomorrow at 2 o'clock, because this webinar will be helping people on how they can improve their skill to reading food label. And also, we shouldn't forget to monitor our blood pressure regularly to just ensure that it is within the normal values.
Shonisani, what role do you think food manufacturers and restaurants play in helping consumers reduce their salt intake?
Food manufacturers and restaurants, they play a big role in helping us reducing salt intake. They can do this by reformulating recipes, providing clear food labeling, as well as offering healthier options, because this will make a big difference. Our government legislation, which was legislated in 2013, it set a maximum salt target for industries like bread and processed step, which is a step in the direction. So now it's up to manufacturers to adhere to this restrictions, as well as create products that are not only delicious but also healthier for us. So when it comes to restaurant, they can help reduce the salt intake by removing salt shakers from the table, as this will help reduce the salt intake and also break the habit of adding extra salt to meals. Because sometimes when we go to the restaurants, before we even taste our food, we tend to just start adding salt on the food. As well as the chefs in these restaurants, they can encourage the use of herbs and spices by putting them in the table, as well as prepare their dishes using raw spices and herbs. Ultimately, this overall will also help to reduce the sodium intake, which can contribute to improved heart and brain health.
And what resources does the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa have to help listeners to start making these healthier habits a part of their daily lives?
We have quite a few of resources on our website. We have a salt chart booklet where it helps to break down common household food items into categories like starches, sauces, and more. It shows the consumers how much sodium is on each or on the most common food, which will be eye-opening for some people that were not reading food label when they see the amount of sodium that is on each product. We also have recipe book, the Dash One, which is packed with healthy recipes to kickstart healthy eating, as well as improve the blood pressure. We also offer general health eating recipe booklets that are also perfect for exploring new ideas and flavors. People can also go on our website on social media, where we provide resources on heart and brain health, as well as on educational materials, awareness campaigns, and support groups, as well as nutrition guidance through our HeartMark endorsement. We also have the HeartMark endorsement program, which is a valuable resource for making healthier choices. It identified foods that meet specific nutritional standard, which means that it identified foods that are low in sodium, low in sugar, low in salt, as well as content or high in fiber, which is good for making those food part of the diet. So consumers can look for the HeartMark logo when they're doing shopping. It is displayed as a red circle with white fork and heart and a knife. And also it is a phrase written approved as part of the Heart and Stroke Foundation eating plan.
And Shonisani, where can listeners find these resources and also more information about the upcoming webinars and the health talks and other events hosted by the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
They can find this resource on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also on Facebook at Heartstroke SA, on X at SA Heartstroke, and on Instagram at Heartstroke SA. If they want to speak to one of our healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-586-1422. And also they can look out for us, because we will be in communities offering health talk, doing health risk assessments, screening. We will measure your weight, height, blood pressure, blood glucose, and blood cholesterol.
Okay, so you are available on all the socials. Shonisani, thank you very much. Have a good seminar. I know you've got the salt seminar coming up, and I hope it goes down very well and it's well supported. And thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you for the listeners.
And cheerio then. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.